Now, Donna, another important topic that we've gotten a lot of questions on is the foods to use for detoxification. So what foods are the best to help us release toxins?
Well, the body cleanse diet is a perfect diet for cleansing. Probiotic foods that we recommend on the diet, like the young coconut kefir and the cultured vegetables, they're powerful, powerful cleansers. The young coconut kefir is a great liver cleanser. One of the things, I think I mentioned this already, is that when women are drinking young coconut kefir, they report that when they have their period every month, the blood is so clean and clear. People tell us all the time that when they're drinking it, their joint problems disappear, their vision gets better, their skin improves tremendously. And so we know, remember, the liver rules the joints, skin, and eyes. And so we know that the liver is getting healthier. And, of course, coconut water, which is what we're fermenting to make the young coconut kefir, is known around the world on islands as being a cleanser of the liver and the kidneys anyway. So it's a wonderful drink. And if you can make it in California, for example, we are bringing in wonderful organic coconut water it's frozen and it's in stores. A lot of the Whole Foods and some of the smaller health food stores like Erewhon and Co-Opportunity have the coconut water. We have it in a large size so that it can be fermented now. And our plan is to get this coconut water all over the country so that people won't have to crack those coconuts. And, of course, this water is certified organic and comes right immediately out of the coconut and is frozen and brought over in a frozen container, you know, so it's real fresh and it ferments beautifully. I know it's difficult for people to crack coconuts, but it's well worth it if you can't. Also in Los Angeles, we're very fortunate because there is a company that is making young coconut kefir, and you can go right in the health food store and purchase it. It's an extremely popular product, and the companies that are making this for us are just getting unbelievable reports back constantly about how it improves digestion and their skin and their joints. Everything I mentioned are just, it just seems to be a miracle food. It's even something that's recommended by the doctors who treat children with autism. The Defeat Autism Now doctors recommend the young coconut kefir. So you know that this is an important food for cleansing. There's a big problem with heavy metals and toxins in the autistic children, and parents definitely see improvement in their children when they go on this drink. Now, the cultured vegetables we make them with cabbage, fermented cabbage, and the other cruciferous family, like kale and collard greens, for example. The whole cruciferous family are detoxifying. They've done quite a lot of research, and they show that they're very effective in helping to prevent cancers of the breast, cancer of the colon, prostate cancers. Cruciferous vegetables have these powerful cleansing substances in them, and so you can imagine when you ferment them and then eat a small serving of cultured vegetables with every meal, you're getting this powerful detoxifying food, but then you're also getting the microflora, and they are scavengers of toxins. So let's say that you eat a piece of fish with a little bit of mercury in it, because unfortunately the ocean is polluted. If sea salt is polluted, we don't worry about these product this isn't a big issue for us on body ecology, because we know that the microflora have the ability to remove these toxins as they're entering our body. And that's why, you know, I always say that in a way we're boarding Noah's Ark again. And, you know, there's not a big flooding of the earth this time, but we have a different problem. And a lot of people are you can see from the animals that many animals are becoming extinct. And it's very hard for us to accept this, but we're threatened as well. We don't have many more generations left in us, and we're ignorant and absolutely blind. I mean, we're just turning our eyes away from the fact that we're so close to extinction, but we're boarding Noah's Ark again. And these fermented foods I feel that body ecology was taught to me so that I could teach other people, so that we'd have these foods available for us. as we go through these difficult times until we clean up the world we live in, and that's going to take generations. You know, some of the toxins that we have, like Teflon, for example, they say will never degrade in the environment. So who knows how we're really going to get rid of those. But as long as we've got these fermented foods in our diet, we'll be protected. And so I want, if nothing else, if that's all people remember from this training, this whole entire workshop, if they understand the importance of these fermented foods during these times, it's worth taking this course just for that. So we have the cultured vegetables. We have wonderful probiotic liquids. I love for people to put a small little, say, champagne glass on the table beside their dinner plate, and they have their digestive enzymes and their Libamint and their little probiotic liquid, and they sip on that through the meal, and getting those microflora in the food as we're eating the food, as it's traveling down through our digestive tract. You've got the microflora there. The enzymes are breaking things down properly. The Libamint is stimulating bile flow, and then the toxins leave the body just the way they're supposed to. Now, this our body ecology diet is a fiber-rich diet, and that's because 80% of the diet is plant-based. We recommend that your dinner plate be plants, you know, delicious vegetables. Fibers, soluble fibers like gums, mucilage, pectins, they're found in plant foods, and they help regulate our blood sugar, which is very important, by the way, because another endogenous toxin found inside the blood is, or in our body, is all the excess sugar that we have. It's a very dangerous toxin, actually. So these fibers slow down the rate that sugar is absorbed, and it steadies the rate of insulin secretion. So we need fiber for that purpose as well. And the fiber actually helps promote the growth of friendly bacteria, so that's perfect. And they help prevent constipation. And another thing fibers do, too, is they decrease absorption of dietary fat. So this means that you're going to have, you won't have bad, it'll lower the LDL and it'll raise the HDL, which is considered the good cholesterol that we want to have in our body. So fibers are very, very important, and they come naturally on the body ecology diet. Raw foods are very, very cleansing, and we do raw. We always say in body ecology we do raw right, because we don't use a lot of the fruits, too much sugar. There's a lot of mistakes being made in the raw food community, less so now because the word is getting out that all the fruit that people are eating ages you very quickly. It also feeds yeast. And so many people are understanding that they can't be eating, living off of so many sweet fruits and juices that have a lot of sugar in them. So that's beginning to change. I'm glad to see that. But the importance of eating the raw foods, a lot of people can't digest raw foods. They are difficult to digest. And also raw foods are cooling. Now, sometimes you want that cooling. If you have a virus, for example, and it's causing a fever, then raw foods, cooling foods are exactly what you want to eat. But they're perfect for the summertime when we're all hot and sweaty. You will gravitate more toward a raw foods diet at that time. But they're not as appealing in the cold of winter, for example. And also, if people have an underactive thyroid, they need to, which their body tends to be cold anyway, they need to eat warming foods. So there's a front and back to all kinds of foods. There's a time to use them, a time not to use them. Raw foods are difficult to digest for many, many people. So what we recommend is that you blend them into a smoothie. And we have a green smoothie recipe where we put lots of celery. Celery is a wonderful sodium-rich vegetable, very good for the adrenals. So we put lots of celery and a little bit of romaine and a little small zucchini and maybe a small amount of green apple. You can put some good oils in there if you want, a little bit of olive oil, a little bit of coconut oil, hemp seed oil, one of our body ecology oils, and a little bit of avocado if you want, and say a carrot. You know, you're blending the whole vegetable together, so it's not like a juice. Juices assimilate too rapidly, and they can make the blood slightly acidic. And so we prefer people take the whole vegetable blended in a big Vitamix, a real powerful machine, like a Vitamix is worth buying as well. But raw foods are very cleansing, and again, blending them into a drink like this gives you an opportunity to take a cleansing food, but it makes it easy to digest.
What foods should people avoid when detoxing?
You want to avoid, let's say that you go on a short-term detox program. Now, let's define that a little bit. If you've got some time to take off from a busy schedule, you might want to spend, say, 4 days going through a detox program just using foods. I mean, that's enough. You don't have to use a complicated program. But let's say you spent 4 days and you ate very, very simple diet. You wouldn't have any animal protein during this time, and you would eliminate fats completely because you want to give the liver and gallbladder a break, so no fats. And even protein, animal protein is difficult for the liver to digest, so those two would be eliminated. Absolutely all dairy products because they're heavy. Even butter, for example, is harder to digest. We want to give the liver and gallbladder a break, so no butter. And dairy, of course, has fat in it, but not even low-fat dairy. And there's no dairy products. The casein protein is difficult to digest, so you'd want to leave that out. And I wouldn't even have any grains, and I wouldn't especially have anything with gluten in it, glutinous grains like wheat and barley and oats and rye and so on, absolute spelt, none of those at all. So basically what's left to eat. I call this the detox diet, actually, and I prefer that people either take 1 day of the week, let's say every Sunday you do a day on the detox diet, or, you know, again, you carve out 4 days where you can do this. And the reason it's important to take time off, you can even go 10 days, but it's really important that you do it when you have time to rest. You do not want to do it when you're busy because you have to focus on you. It's a little bit labor-intensive, you know, preparing juices and liquidy things to drink. And you have to, every single hour, you have to take something nourishing into your body to keep your energy up so that you can push out the toxins effectively. And you'll want to do some home enemas or go off to see your colon therapist during this time. So you really do have to take some time off to do a cleanse like this. But again, you have to think in terms of being very alkalizing. You want to think in terms of having lots and lots of liquids during this time. So the things you eat or drink would be liquidy. And you also want to be thinking, I need to give my digestive tract and my liver a break. So again, no oils, no complex foods like animal proteins or casein, for example. But what that leaves us eating basically are green smoothies, like I mentioned, which is basically a blended salad. You could have Vitality Super Green, which is a product that Body Ecology makes. And then you could have the juice. One thing you can do during this time is definitely eat cultured vegetables. If you have taken the time to make up some cultured vegetable juice, which you can also use the culture to make wonderful juices, if you have things, some juices made up in the refrigerator, or if you drained your juices off of some cultured vegetables that you've made because you didn't, you know, you were happy with the juice. For example, I will take cultured vegetables sometimes and take the juice off of them and save the juice, of course, but then I'll maybe put a little olive oil and a little bit of salt and make more like a little dry salad with them. It's not dry, really, because the olive oil, you could even put a little bit of mayonnaise in there and make like a little probiotic salad. But then I'll use that juice later on because it's very powerful, very cleansing. It's a great thing to give to children to help cleanse their liver as well. The key thing, though, is you want to be taking in something nourishing every single hour to keep your strength up or you'll get weak. And you can also have maybe a warm bowl of miso soup or you can take broths during this time if you feel that you would get weak without animal protein. You can even make an animal protein broth up. Just be sure you strain off all the fat. You do this by putting it in the refrigerator. And when it gets cold, the fat will be up at the top and it'll be hardened and you just scrape that off and throw that away. That type of cooked saturated fat is not healthy to eat. It really harms the liver. So just a very simple day. If you're not very active, you won't have a big appetite. and you're taking in these wonderful liquids all day long, probiotic liquids, you know, blended soups. We have some wonderful recipes in the Body Ecology Diet book. We have, broccoli, fennel, carrot, cauliflower. There's a carrot, cauliflower, dill. These types of soups are really, really nice to eat when you're on a cleansing, in your cleansing day, or if it's 4 days or 10 days. And you'll see a big difference when you come. Again, I think it's very, very important to plan to see your colon therapist or to do home enemas when you go on a cleansing program like this. Now, the way the foods are prepared is very important, too. And when there's something that there's another type of toxin, basically, called a glycotoxin. And glycotoxins are very damaging to our nervous system. They damage our blood vessels. And what glycotoxins are proteins and fats and even sugar to some degree. Anytime they're heated, especially if they're heated with a high heat, it's really the high heat that the temperature is key here. And if you put a high heat to proteins or a high heat to fats, it causes glycotoxins in our blood. And they cause serious inflammation in our body. So they're just as toxic as all the other toxins we've been talking about. And an example of, it's how we cook the food that's important. So if you broil a piece of fish or chicken under the broiler, if you barbecue it, if you grill it, if you fry, like French fried potatoes, for example, if even oven roasted, anytime you've got high temperature dry cooking, you are creating glycotoxins. So what we always recommend with in-body ecology is that you don't heat your oils. Keep them, you know, the oils that we use, we really like for people to use them in their raw, virgin state. And then as far as cooking proteins, cook them at very low temperatures. Like chicken, you can put in the oven at 250 degrees. It does a beautiful job. Even better yet, use liquids when you're cooking your protein. So that means you'd poach them or steam them or braise them or stew them. Use a slow cooker. These are safer ways of cooking them. You can also eat, like the Japanese do, raw fish, or just kind of, sear the outside of your tuna, let's say, or a steak. Just very gently sear it. Not at a high temperature, but just you're cooking the outside of, and the inside is maybe left very rare. These are actually easier ways to digest the protein, but it makes a big difference because you don't want to produce or create these glycotoxins in your blood. You don't want this serious inflammation. They cause us to age tremendously. And you can use water. You can use broth to cook your meats, and you can even use wine. Wine is fine, too. It's just that you have to be sure that you cook the sugar off that's in the wine. And if you do that, it's not a problem even to use dry wines for cooking. Of course, you know, it would be unrealistic to say people never barbecue or never broil your food or never grill your food. It's really almost impossible to do when you eat out because, how often do restaurants offer poached fish or, steam salmon. We don't get that very often, but eat them sparingly if you eat them at all. The good news is that a probiotic diet prevents the absorption of the glycotoxins. This is really, really great for us because if you're eating probiotic foods right along with your little bit of, broiled fish, the microflora actually have the ability to absorb these glycotoxins and keep them from getting into our body. They're eliminated in the stool. So once again, the probiotic diet wins out, and I'm convinced, and many, many healthcare professionals and lots of doctors that have looked at body ecology, it is a phenomenal diet. So it's a diet that has appeared at the time that we need it, and it offers many, many solutions to the problems that we have right now.
Donna, probiotic foods, I mean, after everything that you said, it's there's no question that these are incredible tools for detoxification. Can you talk a little bit about why you created your own line of probiotic liquids and just sort of tell us a little bit about each one of them?
Well, because when people thought of a probiotic food, they thought of yogurt. And I'm the person who brought, the understanding of milk kefir into the world, so you know, I think some people do fine on Milk Keeper, but a lot of people can't do dairy. And I wanted people to have a source of other probiotic foods and probiotic liquids other than dairy, other than yogurt, for example. And so I really truly believe, and I'm sure everybody listening in can agree with this, if you want something passionately and you put that out in the universe, is that we really need sources of probiotic foods that are non-dairy. The universe started sort of showing up with answers for me, and then I wanted them available to people, and I of course had to start the rather difficult job of teaching people how important they are, because we've never known about probiotic foods before, and it's kind of it's a while. I was the person who brought stevia into the country and promoted it for several years, and finally the laws were lifted to allow it to be a dietary supplement. And, you know, again, coconut oil was thought to be bad, so I started that process of teaching people for years about the value of coconut oil. Then suddenly coconut oil appeared everywhere on shelves. But, you know, I'm doing that again with these probiotic foods, and I'm very grateful when we can get a lot of people online like this and people can begin to understand the importance, because this is the fastest way to spread the word. But we need these so desperately right now, and they are the answer. And they're so pleasant to take. I mean, once people start, you know, they're very sour. So when people start eating them, they kind of, if they've never had the sour taste before, they might make a funny, you know, funny face, but just try them for 2 or 3 days and see how much you love them. And for me, I don't even want to have a meal without having something sour and fermented in my meal. It doesn't even digest well, and it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel balanced to eat a meal without these wonderful fermented foods in them. And I think everybody eventually, you know, will gravitate to that point. We are missing the sour taste in our diet. We are missing these probiotic foods. They are ancient foods that ancient peoples did eat long, long ago, and we very much need them now. So we're so blessed to have them. I'm grateful to Grainfills in Australia. They have developed a phenomenal process for helping us make these delicious fermented liquids. We are about to bring out some incredible fermented protein powders, because I'm very, very clear on how malnourished we are. I know we eat a lot of protein, but we're very malnourished at the cellular level. Most people are protein deficient. So we've got some great probiotic powders coming out shortly that we'll be teaching people about too.
So Donna, all probiotic liquids slow down the signs of aging, ease digestive distress, help you absorb more nutrients from your food, help you balance your hormones, help boost your energy and immunity. So they all do these wonderful things. And so you have, like, Coco Biotic, for example. When would you recommend somebody use Coco Biotic?
You know, it doesn't matter. It's a preference to taste and what you enjoy. The microflora are going to go into the body, and they are going to clean the environment, and they're going to pave the way for other microflora to come in and live beside them. And that's what creates that healthy inner ecosystem that's so critical for having a healthy immune system, for being able to digest everything that we eat, for being well nourished so that you aren't craving foods. It's really a preference. I think Don Quai, the one that we have, the probiotic liquid that has Don Quai, is especially valuable for people who are have a problem with depression, people with hormone imbalance, because Don Quai is the premier women's herb in Chinese medicine for balancing the hormones, and it does just that. It's a balancer. But people have a lot of energy when they drink maybe 3 little juice glasses of Don Quai a day. I'd say that one has a unique function because it has the herb in it. Coco Biotic has a coconut water in it, so it's got that cleansing, the value of coconut water, which is cleansing and has some wonderful minerals in it. Passion Fruit Biotic is one I really developed for our children because I have, you know, such a concern about their welfare, and I really wanted them to have one I thought that they'd be excited about. So that one's a little bit sweeter tasting. And then the antibiotic also has a kind of got a sweeter taste to it. It's not quite as, I mean, it's they're sour, but they all taste different. And really, they're all going to do the job. And probiotic foods are so much more powerful than taking a supplement. But if you want to go to the store and buy a probiotic supplement, like with acidophilus and bifidus in it, you're going to find it's going to work much more effectively if you're eating these probiotic foods.
That's excellent. Thank you. Some of the other questions that we've gotten about products that help with detoxification are the kefir starter and the culture starter, because some people want to make these products at home. So what? Tell me a little bit about kefir starter and culture starter.
Well, the kefir starter was originally, I brought it in because I wanted people to, I started making kefir, milk kefir from grains, but after using them for a couple of years and noticing that how easy it was for them to become contaminated as people, you know, gave them away and put them in different containers and so on. It's very, very easy for a pathogen to sort of get in there. And also you might, after a few times of switching them, you know, moving the grains into the next batch and the next batch and the next batch, the yeast could get weaker and weaker, and you ended up with a fermented product, but you lost your beneficial yeast, which is very important. That's what makes kefir kefir. So I decided that it would be really good to, I tried to find another way of being, I wanted to teach the world about fermented foods, and I knew there had to be a safe way to do that. So I found this wonderful kefir starter and began to use that, and it was more foolproof. And then I was using milk, you know, milk kefir to do that. But again, so many people can't do dairy products. I happen to be one of those people. And so I wanted to there's a whole story around, and that's in the book, the Body Ecology Diet book, where I had just started asking the universe for some tools to be able to help children with autism. And somebody introduced me to coconut water, and I got the idea to ferment that, and that's where the young coconut kefir came from. And then right after that, the first mother with an autistic child showed up, and we started giving Thomas the coconut water, and just had a profound effect. Thomas has been well now from autism for over 5 years, and there have been thousands actually of autistic families have come to our bedrock site and learned about the water and used it, and the doctors recommended in their PowerPoint presentation. So I'm really grateful to that the word is spread around about it. But, you know, a lot of good has come from just getting these starters and putting them into the coconut water and the milk. And many people, by the way, can do milk kefir. If you're going to have milk, it should be fermented. You want those microflora to break down that protein and break down that fat and make the milk more digestible. And even if you have to use pasteurized milk, when you ferment it, you're undoing some of the damage of pasteurization. So I feel really good that we have these starters available for people. I was really concerned in the beginning that, you know, we're a fast food nation and we want to have everything quickly, and maybe people wouldn't want to go into their kitchen and use products like this, but we're finding that fortunately there are wonderful people over the world that love doing this. I think people feel great when they get back into the kitchens and make these foods. There's something very almost spiritually satisfying about making foods that heal us, that we have the power to do that. And then the cultured vegetable starter, I know that plantarum is naturally present on plants, but when you ferment vegetables, you can't always be certain that you're getting as much bacteria as you need. So it just made sense to me to actually inoculate a batch of shredded vegetables with more plantarum. Plantarum is such a special bacteria because it's antiviral, and if you ever do have to take an antibiotic, the plantarum is not destroyed by that antibiotic, so you won't get that overgrowth of yeast that you would normally get if you had to take an antibiotic. So, you know, thanks to the cultured vegetables and the starter, we can, you know, tell people sometimes, yes, if you have to use an antibiotic, please use the antibiotic, but be sure that you're on the cultured vegetables at the same time. And after you stop the antibiotic, stay on these fermented foods and liquids, and you won't have the problem. we've fixed the backside to antibiotics with these probiotic foods, in other words.
That's great. Thank you. Another one of the questions is, you know, I noticed when I started taking Vitality Super Green that I pretty much was able to kick the coffee habit that I had, because as soon as I started taking it, I suddenly had all this energy. And could you talk about Vitality Super Green and also your new Vitality capsules?
Well, the Vitality is just, I think everybody needs to be taking in algaes and cereal grasses. They're very alkalizing. It's essential to take them in, and they do create energy. But it's hard to believe that a little bit of green powder could have provide so many nutrients. And I'm not a believer in a lot of supplements. I don't think innately that we even like to swallow a lot of capsules. So I'm always trying to find the way of bringing more nutrients into the body with food. So Vitality Super Green is a food, and we have put it in a capsule for people that want to travel. We just had a lot of requests for that, so we decided to. Plus, to the capsules, I added resveratrol, which doesn't taste very good, but it's a very, very powerful anti-aging, supplement. And so the capsules have resveratrol. Now I have a new book that I'm finishing up on anti-aging, and I mentioned resveratrol in there because there's so much research on how excellent it is to help slow down the aging process. So I tried putting it in the regular Vitality, but it didn't taste good. So the capsules kind of solve that problem. But it's a very popular product. When we run out of it, people become extremely upset because they notice a huge difference when they don't have it in their diet. I'm very proud of the fact that we have a wonderful amount of fermented algae blend with astaxanthin and algaes, a whole blend of wonderful algaes, very balanced. I'm really into balance, and so I wanted a very balanced blend of algaes, and then we fermented it, so it's very, very potent. And you get a lot for just a little scoop or two. You're getting a tremendous amount of nutrients, and that's why you're experiencing an increase in energy like that, Heather, is there's a lot of power in a little bit of powder.
It's absolutely amazing, and I do think it is the best tasting green powder, so I was pleased the first time I tried it.
Well, I haven't tasted all the others, but people tell us that all the time, so that's a nice little bonus.
Yeah. And you also have a new product that's really great for detoxification, and I haven't experimented with this myself. My order's on its way, but it's called Ancient Minerals. Can you talk about what this is and how it helps with detox?
It's humic minerals. They are ancient. They come from soil that's older than the dinosaur period in time, and they were found back in the 1600s in a mine, and people thought it was very dark, very black, and so it looks like coal. And people thought it was coal, except that it wouldn't burn, so they just thought it was bad coal. And eventually somebody figured that when you spread it on plants, they grew unbelievably hardy and healthy plants. And then the animal veterinarians began to use the humic minerals with animals and with great results. But one of the reasons, they do many things. They're phenomenal minerals. And 3 in the morning and 3 at bedtime help people keep mineral-rich blood, which is absolutely one of the most essential things you have to do. It's a very easy way to keep your blood mineral-rich. If your hair is turning gray, many people report that their hair starts to turn back darker. It stops that process of their hair turning gray when they start to take these minerals in. Three is really a good amount. I guess if somebody's really not well, they could have a third three times a day maybe would be good, but I wouldn't do that more than a week because they're so potent. They happen to be, humic minerals though, happen to be powerful scavengers of heavy metals, and so that's another really nice plus. Now the other product that we have, even though I usually promote it for because it's so wonderful for the thyroid, is the ocean plant extract. Ocean plant extract and all sea vegetables also great for pulling heavy metals out.
Thank you, Donna, and thank all of you for joining us for the third class in Body Ecology's detoxification training.